So, write this in your notes anywhere you want. Here's what you need to understand. The quality of my life, the quality of my life is the quality of my evaluations. The quality of my life is the quality of my evaluations. You know, they can take a rat, and they've done this at Harvard. They take rats, and they'll inject the rat with an oncogen, something that actually produces cancer. And when they do this, when they inject the rat with this cancerous material, they can release the smell of camphor. It's a very specific smell, into the cage. So while the animal is taking in the substance that will create cancer, they're smelling the smell. Now, they don't give them enough to create cancer. They give it enough to start the process that if it doesn't keep going, if they don't keep adding, it doesn't create cancer. But then what they do is they take another group of rats and they give them something that creates antibodies, something that makes the body more healthy, and they release the same smell of camphor. And they do this over and over till both rats are conditioned. Then they take both rats, they put them in the same exact cage for a month, and they keep releasing the smell of camphor. What do you think happens? One rat develops what? Cancer, and the other one becomes more healthy. You see, the meaning of an experience is what you train your nervous system to take in. There are nervous systems evaluated. One evaluated, that smell means I should do this process that destroys my cells and makes them grow out of control. The other one says, this process is to stimulate my immune system. They don't even have to give them the drugs anymore. The smell alone triggers the same biological process that the drugs would normally trigger. Life and death is shaped at the level of perception. And perception is a simpler word for how you evaluate, your system of evaluating. So write this down. A superior life is created by superior evaluations. A superior life is created by superior evaluations. I'd like you to think for a moment about someone you think of who you think is a master of something. Michael Jordan is the master of basketball. Now, what makes Michael Jordan the master of basketball is something different than most of you think about. He is a master at evaluating at any moment in time what is the ideal amount of energy and position to release a ball in order to put it through the hoop. He is a master at evaluating what his competition will do. How did he win the last game of his career? Did he do it by energy? No, he was completely physically exhausted. Completely exhausted. I got to see him right after the game and talk to him. If you watch that shot looked like he was posing almost. It was so picture perfect. It's like he was posing because he knew it was the last shot. And I asked Michael, he said, no, I was so exhausted. The only way I could win is I had to study my opponent because I knew I had to steal the ball. He was superior in evaluating what his opponent would do, his patterns, before he even did them. Stole the ball, and then he said what he did was, when he went there, he said, I went back to high school. I went 1, 2, 3, 4, swish, back to his fundamentals, because he was so tired, he couldn't afford to let even a moment of that not be perfect. So what you saw here is he's a master at executing the fundamentals, a master at evaluating exactly what to do to take control of the ball and to put the ball in the hoop. He's a master at evaluating how to use his body to get the longest amount of airtime known to man. This is mastery of evaluation, my friends. That's what it is. If you say, I know someone's a master of music, they're a master at evaluating what sounds will move you. If somebody's a master of dance, they're a master of how to move their body, evaluating to produce the emotional effect they want. A scientist, they're a master of understanding these chemicals. It's all evaluation. The reason I tell you this is, when you see somebody who's extraordinary, instead of going, oh my God, they're extraordinary, I'm not, say, wow, they're extraordinary at evaluating this, and if I really wanted to be, I could move in that direction rapidly by studying how they evaluate, by modeling their strategy for coming up with a meaning and the decision about what actions to take. I don't care what it is.